Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli ameen. I'd like to thank all of you for joining us for this first series as part of our Ramadan series that we're offering with Qalam Institute. And again, it's an honor for me to be welcoming this blessed month of Ramadan with all of you. So this series, I just want to talk a little bit about this series before we jump in. It's titled Du'as from the Quran, and we're going to be looking at a variety of du'as in the Quran. And the objective here is to try to learn lessons from the different du'as, to find motivation in the different du'as that are mentioned in the Quran, the du'as that are made by real people in the Quran, to connect with them and to find some motivation and inspiration this month, inshallah. This series is brought to you by Penny Appeal USA. Since 2016, Penny Appeal has been committed to fighting poverty and need. They have provided aid in the midst of emergencies, supported orphans, provided warm meals, helped give medical assistance, and provided clean water to families across Asia, the Middle East, Africa, and right here at home. Since then, Penny Appeal USA has helped over 1 million people and empowered communities around the world, helping to break the cycle of poverty and build brighter futures. This Ramadan, they will continue this effort with the support of people like you to join their You Are the Difference Ramadan campaign and change a life. Please visit pausa.org/qalam. pausa.org/QALAM. Now, inshallah, the first dua that we're going to be looking at that you can see on your screen is Surah Fatiha. A lot of times we don't think about Surah Fatiha as being a dua, and it's something that we recite so often, we cannot pray without reciting it. We recite it in every single rak'ah and every single unit of every prayer. And it's a dua that we recite, and oftentimes we don't think about what we're saying. So inshallah, today, in the short time that we have together, we're going to just take a quick look at the meaning of Surah Fatiha, some of the nuances in the translation, and then we'll also talk about some takeaway lessons that we can hopefully carry with us throughout the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts this surah. Again, there's a debate, is Bismillah the first ayah or not, but we'll start with it inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in the name of Allah, or with the name of Allah, the most merciful and the constantly merciful. Again, you'll see the words Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim translated in many different ways. I'm going to talk to you about it a little bit from kind of an Arabic perspective. I'm going to get a little nerdy with you for a second, but I think it's important here because we see Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim all over the Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he refers to himself as Ar-Rahman, again, the root letters for both of these words are Ra, Ha, and Mim, which have to do with mercy. You might have heard the word Rahma comes from the same root, mercy. Rahman means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful, in that no one can show more mercy than Allah. No one has a greater capacity for mercy than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the way I like to think about it, if you think about it on a graph, when you're talking about the amount of mercy or the quantity of mercy, Rahman refers to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the most mercy more than anyone else. No one else can come close to Allah. So it's this kind of, it shows the peak of mercy. Rahim refers to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is constantly merciful. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not just merciful once, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always merciful. So it's not really making reference to the peak of mercy, but it's talking about frequency and how often. So when you take two of those things together, when we say, if we're looking at a graph and we say, Ar-Rahman is the peak of mercy and Rahim is constant mercy, we see that Allah's mercy encompasses everything. There is no gap left when you think about Allah showing the most mercy possible and showing this mercy all the time. And why is this so important? This Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim is going to be repeated in Surah Fatiha. It's so important because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is introducing himself to us in the Quran. Remember, when you open the Quran, inshallah, this month, as we begin to engage with the Quran and we start reading the Quran, and hopefully all of us have the objective of reading as much Quran as possible, and hopefully maybe aiming towards finishing one recitation. So when you open the Quran, the first page you'll find Surah Fatiha, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is introducing himself to us. He is telling us he is the most merciful and he shows this mercy constantly. And I want you to think about yourself for a moment. When you think about Allah, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? Were you taught, or was your education about Allah focused around his punishment or hellfire or, you know, so many other things? Or do you first think about the fact that Allah is the most merciful, right? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's how he's introducing himself to us. And if we think about the reality of Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, we understand so many other things like Allah's justice, Allah's love. Why? Because Allah is merciful, shows the peak of mercy at all times. Then the beginning of Surah Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that praise belongs to Allah. Again, another way to translate this is that all praise is for Allah, Rabbil Alameen, the sustainer of the worlds. Again, there's two very important words in this ayah. Number one, Alhamd. That all praise, Allah is the most praiseworthy, Allah is deserving of all praise at all times. So all praise belongs to Allah before anyone else. Rabbil Alameen, he is the one that nourishes and sustains the worlds. This is such a powerful, again, understanding of who Allah is. Allah just told us he is the most merciful, he shows this mercy constantly. And he's the one that's sustaining everything in existence. Not only did he create everything around us, not only did he create us, he then created the means for our sustenance and our survival. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and says, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Again, now the second time we're seeing this, that Allah is the most merciful and Allah is the constantly merciful. He shows this mercy all the time. We see this repetition of these words because of how important this quality of Allah is. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, continuing with a description of himself, Maliki yawmiddin, he is the master, he is the owner, he has full control of the day of recompense. You hear the word recompense a lot, but another way to think about it is payday, the day when all debts will be settled. Now here we're getting, again, this idea that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains us in this world, and then we also recognize that there will be a hereafter where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have full control and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will establish justice on that day. And part of this month of Ramadan is seeking that forgiveness from Allah while thinking about the reality of the Day of Judgment. Now we get to the second part of Surah Fatiha. So the first part of Surah Fatiha is all about the qualities of Allah and characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then in the middle, we get إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. We're now introducing ourselves into the equation through dua. We're saying, you alone do we worship and you alone do we ask for help. So the beginning of Surah Fatiha, we are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are reminding ourselves of his characteristics. And then in the middle, we now recognize the nature of that relationship. We are the ones who need, we are the abd, we worship Allah. He's the only one that we worship, and we seek help from Allah alone. There's so much to unpack here, but if we focus a little bit on the second point, إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, when we say you are the only one that we seek from, what that means is that even when we're seeking from others, even when we seek from people in this world, as Muslims, we don't forget the fact that ultimately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that is giving and blessing us with whatever that we have, right? Even if it's by means of someone else, it's by the permission of Allah. A very powerful expression of this that you often hear with elders when they speak, they say that so-and-so did something great, or so-and-so was able to do something because Allah blessed them, right? How amazing is it that Allah put that ability in that person to help you, right? That's the true understanding of what it means, of when we say, إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, that you are the only one that we seek help from. And now we get to the part of the dua. Notice that up until this point, we haven't really asked for anything. When you think about dua, you're thinking about, well, what do I ask for? What do I need? And this is the first point where you finally get to ask Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now going to show us by means of placing the first thing, like the thing you ask for in every prayer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, or we say to Allah, oh Allah, guide us to the straight path. That the most important thing that you and I can make dua for is guidance. Because without guidance, there's nothing. Without that understanding, we're missing a crucial piece. We're missing the main piece of the puzzle to understand life and to understand really the purpose of our creation. So that's the thing that we're reminded of, and we make dua for every single day. We make dua for guidance. Another thing that we learn through this constant dua, this constant request for guidance, is that guidance is not a guarantee. A lot of times we think that guidance is up to us, or I'm Muslim because I chose to be, or I'm Muslim because XYZ. But ultimately, guidance is not a right. It's not something that we deserve, but it is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's something that we should keep asking for, because we know that we have it now, but we may not have it later on. It's not guaranteed. So every day we make dua, we reprioritize, we reestablish the most important thing to us is that guidance. And then Surah Fatiha continues highlighting the guidance to the straight path, and then also highlighting what we don't want to go near. We say, صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. We say, oh Allah, guide us to the straight path, the path of those that you favored, the path of those that you blessed, the ones that earned this blessing of guidance from you, oh Allah. غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَضَّالِينَ. Not the path of those who incur your anger, nor of those who have gone astray. So again, Surah Fatiha, it's a dua, it's a surah that we recite in every single prayer. And again, I just want to go over some key takeaways. First and foremost, when we look at the month of Ramadan, we want to understand what the main objective is. And the main objective of this month is building a relationship and connection with Allah. One of the most powerful and intimate ways for us to do this is through dua. And that's really the objective of this series. That's what we're trying to take away from this. And Surah Fatiha, it teaches us so many things related to dua. Right? And if we internalize these facts or these things that Surah Fatiha teaches us about dua, and we carry it with us through this month, we hope that we'll have a very fruitful Ramadan. The first thing we learn about dua from Surah Fatiha is that dua is not about you. It's not about what you're asking for. But dua, first and foremost, is about who you are asking from. Who are you seeking from? That's why Surah Fatiha opens up with praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we reiterate and we reestablish our relationship with Allah. What is the nature of this connection? And the nature of this connection is, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Oh Allah, I am the slave and you are the master. I am the slave and you are the Rabb, you are the sustainer. I'm the one who has to ask and you are the one who gives. Oh Allah, I am the one that is in need, and oh Allah, you are in need of nothing. You provide everything. And after establishing this relationship, then you move to the part where you start asking for something. And imagine how different our dua would be if we started every dua like this, where we started by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thought about and we reflected over this relationship with Allah and this connection with Allah, where we understand we are the ones that need and Allah is the one that gives, and no one can give us except for Allah. And we remind ourselves of that fact, and then we go ahead and ask from Allah. Then in Surah Fatiha, after setting the scene, then we ask. Then we finally make a request. And we learn from Surah Fatiha that the most important thing that we can ask for is guidance. Because without it, everything loses purpose and meaning. And with it, we have a framework of how to understand the world, which is such an important thing. We understand our purpose. We understand the purpose of our creation. Now, in this month, there are many opportunities for dua. Every single rak'ah and every single prayer, you're going to recite Surah Fatiha. You'll be making dua. Inshallah, the hope is through the series, and hopefully after this session, you'll have a little more awareness about what you're saying and what you're reciting, and awareness of the fact that every time you recite Surah Fatiha, you're making dua to Allah. You have opportunities to make dua when you start your fast in the morning, when you break your fast in the evening. Any time throughout the day, whenever you remember Allah, you have an opportunity to make dua. Remember that whenever that relationship, whenever Allah puts a reminder in your life about your relationship with Him, your need of Him, right? When you're in a difficult situation, when you're stuck, when you need help, that's a reminder of your relationship with Allah. And our hope is that through this month, we take advantage of any opportunity to connect with Allah, and dua is one of those ways. Of course, recitation of the Quran, prayer, there's so many opportunities this month. And I want to close with reminding you about two things. Number one is think about what you prioritize in your dua. Our dua tells us a lot about what's important to us. What I make dua for constantly, what I'm asking for all the time, it really shows my true priorities. And it's okay to ask for all kinds of things. It's okay to ask for things that benefit us in this world, for worldly things. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. The Prophet ﷺ has encouraged us to make dua for every little thing. However, is that the only thing that we're making dua for? So this month, look at your dua very honestly. Look at what you're asking for and see if there's a balance. And try to balance your dua between a few things. And again, I'll share with you, a small tip that was shared by a friend recently is when you're thinking about dua, try to think about three things. Number one, think about duas for this life. And those are usually easy ones, things that you want in this life, right? Things that you need in this life. Usually this is what we start with, right? This one comes easy. Secondly, think about making dua for your hereafter. Make dua for Jannah. Make dua for salvation from the hellfire. Make dua for protection, right? Make dua for your akhirah. And thirdly, make dua for other people. A lot of times we only think about ourselves, but when we make dua for other people, we build the sense of community, which is so powerful because when we recite Surah Fatiha, we actually say, Ihdina al-sirat al-mustaqim. We say, guide us. We don't say, guide me. Whether you're praying in congregation or alone, you still say, guide us, because we're always making dua for everyone. We're making dua for other people. And the Prophet ﷺ teaches us that when you make dua for your brother or sister in their absence, then angels make that same dua for you. And again, I know that sounds almost like it takes away the incentive, or it sounds like you're doing it with that ulterior motive of angels making dua for you, but that's okay. Again, it's been incentivized for us, and we need to take advantage of that. So we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to connect with Him this month, allows us to take advantage of this opportunity of the month of Ramadan that has been given to us. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to experience those moments of connection with Him, those moments of building a relationship with Him. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to be more thoughtful, to be more mindful, to be more present in our du'as. Pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to connect with the Quran, to build a relationship with His book. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to leave the month of Ramadan forgiven, free of any sins and any shortcomings. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Again, on your way out, please If you would like more information about the work that Penny Appeal USA is doing, please go to pausa.org/qalam, pausa.org/qalam, and check out the work that they're doing and consider supporting them. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.